Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get into the obvious topic A issue today, which would be about the rumors of indictments for not only President Trump related to the Mar-a-Lago raid and documents issue, classified top secret documents. You know, the reason I am going to make a bold prediction, I don't have any confirmation of it, but I'm just giving you my thoughts on it. This is not going to be about top secret classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, because there's no way that this special counsel can justify charging Donald Trump for that which Hillary Clinton, we know, did herself. Just go back to the July 2016 press conference by James Comey. He laid out all of the examples of top secret classified information that they found on Hillary Clinton's servers, but then concluded no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute. And that does not include the 33,000 deleted emails with something we had up to that point, most of us had not heard of, called Bleach Bit, which basically acid washes your hard drive of any information, so it's irretrievable. And then, of course, the devices destroyed with hammers and SIM cards removed, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll get into that. And then, of course, Joe Biden, you know, I guess he had it in his garage next to his Corvette, the UPenn Center, the University of Delaware, one of his beachfront homes. You know, he seemed to have top documents everywhere. Now, there's already been a double standard because neither Hillary nor Joe Biden got raided by the FBI. So I'm guessing it's not going to be about the documents and having top secret classified documents in your possession. By the way, one big difference between Biden, Clinton and Trump is Trump was president. And I defy anybody in the federal government to give me a very specific part of the law that defines how a president goes about the process of declassification of documents, because I don't think there is a set procedure. And if there is, it'd be the first that I've heard about it. And we've asked the question many times and we keep getting back the same answer. There's not a set standard. So that's problematic if ultimately this happens. But we'll get into the whys and wherefores and what this is really all about in a second. I got to start in New York today. So I pick up the New York Post today. And this is what's on the cover. City Machine gives out free crack pipes with lip balm. This is the vend. So anyway, a new free vending machine in Brooklyn, New York, the first of four, only distributes what's called Narcan. I don't know if you know, if people are overdosing from opioids, you give them Narcan, and it tends to reverse the effects of the opioid. But they're also including free crack pipes with mouthpieces and even lip balm. Is that not enabling drug addicts to continue what they're doing? Why would you? And I'm not sure exactly how people qualify to get them. But anyway, they unveiled these vending machines yesterday. It covers it all when it comes to catering to drug users. You know, handy paraphernalia, crack pipes, lip balm, Narcan, even, I guess, nicotine gum. And the vending machine, one of four set to be placed in some of the city's most drug-infested neighborhoods, swaps out what would be more typical offerings, you know, like candy bars, potato chips, and a Coke. And every 3 hours, they're losing a New Yorker as their argument. So, you know, at what point are they going to put needles into all of this? I guess that's only a matter of time, you know. But the idea that this is going to slow or stop the surge of overdose deaths, if anything, I think it's going to give people false hope. Well, I'll just go to the vending machine. Well, what if the vending machine is empty at 3 a.m? And all you're doing is aiding and abetting in their drug use and normalizing, as the New York Post editorial put it, the plague by pretending that safe drug abuse is a thing when it's not. And obviously, addicts are going to start trying to sell you condoms, nicotine gum, and so on. So they'll take the free stuff and say, here, you want to buy this nicotine gum from me? You want to buy these condoms? I'll give it to you for a dollar. I don't know what a condom, what does a condom cost? Anyway, who knows? And then you've got in New York, just to take it another step further, you got New York Democrats in the legislature have launched a brand new push to mandate a, quote, transgender content be included in teaching curriculum for middle school students. That's like sixth grade and up. Now, some New York Democrats pushing a bill that would require middle and high schools all across the state of New York to adopt a more inclusive curriculum by adding LGBTQ content plus content to classroom instruction. Senate Bill 351 would require that all school districts and charter schools adopt curriculum that recognizes the political, economic, and social contributions and lifeways of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. When did it become acceptable to use the Q word, Linda? I still don't feel comfortable using it.
I was absent that day they taught that. I have absolutely no idea.
You were absent that day?
I was. Every day they taught that, I was absent, yeah.
Then they say intersex. What is intersex? Can you explain that to me?
Nope.
And asexual people. I guess we don't understand what that is. But anyway, some Democrats, in light of these the legislation by Florida Governor DeSantis and some others, are looking for ways to counter what they claim are discriminatory policy. It's unreal. I'll tell you that going woke is not working well for states because people keep leaving these states that are going more woke every day. And if you don't think it's been bad for corporations, just take a look at Bud Light and Target. Target had a $15 billion stunning collapse. I mean, that should be a headline on every CEO's desk. We're not getting in the business of teaching values or advocating for values that are controversial in society. We're here to make a profit. That's why we're here. Anyway, so, and by the way, you got a case in Connecticut where runners are suing over the trans athlete policy there. University of Cincinnati student alleges professor failed her for using the term biological woman. I mean, I cannot, I'm just officially telling everybody out there in the PC world, I am not capable of keeping up with all the latest lingo and language that is being thrown at us every day. Maybe we should have somebody on to educate us. Maybe one of these teachers, Linda, what do you think?
I think if you do that, I have to leave immediately.
You mean leave the show permanently?
Yeah, I'm out. So
you're out. So that would get you, that would make you quit.
If you ever wanted me to leave. That's the way to do it. I'm out. It's not right, even a thing.
Ethan, book that for tomorrow, will you? Let's see if Linda really means it. Or
you
this
know,
is
it was 19 years.
Threat.
I had a good run. You know, get the jet ready like we played after Trump won. Remember all the celebrities said they were leaving? We were saying, get the jet ready. We'll fly you out on our dime. It's been nice. It's been real. Sayonara. See you later.
So if I were to bring in one of these teachers, you're leaving. It's your promise.
Absolutely. I wouldn't even do that to our audience. I think it's disgusting.
By the way, you don't even mean that. For 5 seconds, you don't mean it. You would just, you go in your office.
Oh, like you mean you're going to bring on, you know, the LGBTQLMNOP people to come and try and explain this to our audience filled with children as well? No way. Absolutely not.
I don't know. Might be an informative segment on the show.
No, I'm not interested in other people's sexual preferences that have now become an ideology and an identity. What you do in your bedroom is your business. Please stop teaching young children about things that they should not know about. It's gross.
All right, so here we are. You know, we now have every belief that by the end of the week or sometime early next week, but most of the rumors are saying sometime this week, that Donald Trump is going to be indicted in the case down in Mar-a-Lago. Now, this is, I would bet every penny I had, it's not going to have anything to do with top secret classified documents in his possession. I can almost guarantee it. Because if the special counsel went down that road, that would mean that the special counsel investigating Biden would have to go down the same road. Although I'm sure they justify the double standard the way they always do in the criminalization of political differences. We have all of this information. The FBI's known about Hunter's laptop since December 2019, and yet they still sent FBI agents. They authenticated it in the spring of 2020. John Solomon reported that, and they still sent agents to big tech companies weekly in the lead up to the 2020 election, telling them they may be victims of a misinformation campaign, and it may be about Hunter Biden. You know, so you got that double standard. Then you got Hillary Clinton. All the top secret classified material on her servers that James Comey outlined in July of 2016 and then concluded with, but no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute. So then they would have to apply those standards there. So they've got to go, they've got to go sideways on this. And my guess is they'll ignore Hillary's obstruction, which is 33,000 deleted emails with BleachBit and hammers and SIM cards removed from BlackBerries and iPhones, which to me would be classic obstruction. And they'll probably go after some type of obstruction charge against Donald Trump as it relates to this. That's the only thing I can see happening. And meanwhile, you know, what has happened to the Biden family syndicate? As James Comer now has gotten a hold of the suspicious activities reports, as he's gotten hold of and tracked down a multitude of LLCs that seem to be nothing more than, you know, shell corporations, not real businesses that are trying to make a profit, but an area where they can dump money into an LLC as a means of, you know, paying off Biden family members. He says some 9 family members have benefited financially from this. It wasn't just Hunter and brother Jim and Joe himself. And so now there's a rumor that they might indict Hunter Biden at the same time or within days of each other to say, see, we're fair. But everything we're hearing about the indictment of Hunter Biden has nothing to do with Joe and has to do with low hanging fruit, like he lied on his gun application. Okay, that could have happened, you know, 3-4 years ago, but they didn't do it. And they could have gone after tax issues going back for a long time. They didn't do that either. What they're not delving into is what did Joe know? When did he know it? What was his involvement? Because we know he lied when he said he never talked to his son or any family member about his foreign business dealings. And we know Hunter's laptop implicates his own father. And he's whining and complaining that half his income goes to Pops. He's complaining about paying for Pops' home repair bills. And he's tired of, and then, of course, the mention of the 10% going to the big guy. So, you know, and here's the other problem. You know, with top secret classified documents. So what they're doing here is they're not going to go after what they thought was the crime because they didn't raid Hillary Clinton's residences. They didn't raid Joe Biden's 4 places where he had top secret classified information. No. So they'll look to something obscure Well, as a result of the investigation, it is alleged that Donald Trump obstructed justice, blah, 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 blah. Which, by the way, I would argue legally, he doesn't have any obligation to cooperate with, and nor can anyone give a real definition of whether or not, you know, exactly how one president is supposed to declassify materials anyway. So it's not going to have anything to do with the documents themselves, except it'll be a process crime. That is my prediction. They're going to go down the process crime route, and they won't apply the same standards to Joe, just like they didn't apply the same standards to Hillary. And whatever bone they throw you on Hunter is the low-hanging fruit that does not get to the heart of the family business with the multitude of countries that they were paid a fortune from, and we still haven't gotten the final numbers. And clearly, Hunter Biden, with no experience, was leading up the effort and implicates his own father. So they're going to stay as far away from the real crux of what legality would impact Joe Biden and just go after Donald Trump to just continue their policies of politicizing criminalizing political differences.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco. and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Come.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour. Look, there are a ton of tax relief companies out there. They're not all created equal. You got to be careful. Many of them try to bury their hundreds of complaints on the Better Business Bureau with slick ads or empty promises that sound too good to be true. Look, if you have trouble with the IRS, by the way, it's not when, it's not if, it's when they're going to find you. They will find you. And you need a company you can trust. And Rush Tax Resolution is the only one I trust and the one I recommend. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You can see hundreds of rave reviews. Many of you over the years have already taken my advice and called Rush Tax. And guess what? Their tax problems are over. What are you waiting for? Get it handled. Don't push it aside and don't do it on your own, no matter what. Anyway, call RushTaxResolution.com today. They'll give you a free IRS transcript analysis and they'll let you know upfront and for free if they can help you. And this is the part I love. They will only take your case if they know they can help you. Call toll free. It's 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077. On the web, it's rushtaxresolution.com. I mean, it's gotten so weird and bizarre. You know, now we have a report out, fake news CNN, that the prosecutor is investigating whether or not Donald Trump deliberately flooded Mar-a-Lago to hide evidence. That's what they're looking into. The draining of apparently a swimming pool, which is a kind of common practice, you know, once a year if you have a swimming pool or every other year, whatever it is. Anyway, at the I don't swim. Linda, do you swim? Well, you have your swim spa, so you love your
swim. I swim only in the master spa. I think in all the places it would be rude of me to call what I do swimming. But I am practicing in my Michael Phelps master spa as often as possible.
She races out there in the cold of winter.
That thing is amazing. And it goes up to 25 miles an hour. You can really learn to swim in there. It's phenomenal. But Katie and Ethan are both like professional swimmers.
No, they're good swimmers. I never wanted to be a swimmer. My sisters were really good swimmers. My mother drops us off, you know, at some indoor swimming pool one year. And, you know, the guy said, all right, so everyone starts swimming laps. So I swam there and I swam back. And the guy goes, no, you got to keep going. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I mean, is there anything? And I admire people that can swim well. My sisters are great swimmers.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she's phenomenal. And her kids are great swimmers because she was a great swimmer. I still couldn't do butterfly. My life depended on it. You know, once it comes to the tortoise push up, I don't get there. It doesn't work.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
What is a tortoise push-up?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I've never heard it described like that.
I didn't mean a tortoise. I mean, the dolphin push-up. What do you call it?
Dolphin kick.
Yeah, the dolphin kick, and you pull your body out of the water so you can, like, come over and, like, both arms at the same time and pull yourself across. But that takes a lot of contortion, and my body doesn't move in that direction. But I digress. Anyway, so one witness was asked about the server room flood by prosecutors as they were draining the pool. Apparently, one of the rooms got flooded, and they're wondering if Donald Trump ordered the flooding of the swimming pool water in the computer room. And apparently, the room held video logs for the Palm Beach Club. I mean, you can have video cameras that run and record 24/7, and I guess they maybe were holding on to some of them. I don't know why, but they were. And anyway, Smith investigators believe that the videos may show movement of boxes and classified documents. So they're talking about some type of obstruction. I have no idea where it's ultimately going, but I do know this. I do know this is a brazen double standard. And if you can't see it, then there's nothing that's ever going to convince you that this DOJ is weaponized and this FBI is politicized. There's no words that I can use that will ever convince you. If you start comparing and contrasting the document investigation into Donald Trump riddled with leaks, FBI photographs, where's the photographs from Joe Biden's four locations, except for the one we have of his Corvette in his garage? That's it. The Biden DOJ is now going to charge Biden's chief political opponent, Donald Trump, with the same crime that Biden is under investigation for. Well, they can't do that, which is why I'm convinced that I'm right. And ultimately, they're going to move towards, you know, some process crime, obstruction crime, whatever. It'll be, you know, be trumped up charges, pun intended. This is what we'd expect from a banana republic. This is not our country. And it's way beyond Donald Trump as far as I'm concerned. I talked about this last night on TV. You go back to 2005, House Majority Leader at the time, Tom DeLay. Remember, he was indicted. He was convicted. Far left district on bogus conspiracy charges. 3 years he was sentenced to prison, forced to resign from Congress. All before his case was then overturned and acquitted by a higher court. 8-1. A few years later, 2013, the IRS admitted targeting conservative groups for extra scrutiny and special investigations because of their political affiliations. What are the consequences? None. What are the consequences for signing fake FISA warrants paid for by Hillary, a dirty Russian dossier? None. 2014, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, rising star at the time, indicted on cooked up federal corruption charges. They attempted to put him behind jail for 12 years. He lost his job, his house, his marriage. And then the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the conviction by a unanimous decision. You know, then 2016, Donald Trump, how many of his associates targeted by an FBI investigation? Now we know based on the Durham report, well, a lot of gaps filled in from the Horowitz, the Inspector General's report, and nobody was held accountable. That, you know, they were targeted by the FBI based on a complete lie, an investigation that never should have been opened, according to the Durham report. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton was treated entirely differently. Lives ruined, millions spent in legal fees, reputations destroyed forever. And then many, including Trump, witnessed their privacy violated in the worst way imaginable. You know, in a lot of these cases, by the way, just the allegation ruins your reputation. Where do I go to get my good name back? Ray Donovan famously said, you know, we have a serious problem at our FBI and DOJ, and it goes well beyond just wanting Christopher Wray to hand over this 1023 form. It has to do with Merrick Garland. It has to do with Joe Biden. It has to do with a dual system of justice. It has to do with shredding our Constitution. It has to do with a country that no longer has equal justice under the law, a country that no longer has equal application of our laws. Because in each one of these cases, it is the exact same thing, some variation thereof. And that the double standard in terms of treatment, I there's not much more to say about it, to be very honest. There really isn't. Because this is where they're now headed. This is where this is going to go. You know, we have the House Oversight Committee saying Monday that the FBI is afraid the informant accusing Biden of having been involved in a criminal bribery scheme with a foreign national while vice president, you know, would be killed if they were unmasked. Really, a congressperson from Florida? The assertion made in a closed briefing by the FBI for the committee. When reached for additional comment, Representative Luna, Florida, when told Fox News Digital that the FBI's worries are alarming and scary. Comer, of course, you know, is now starting contempt proceedings because the FBI director won't cooperate and is failing to cooperate in terms of oversight. And meanwhile, President Trump and his allies prepare for yet another indictment. And then I'm sure another indictment out of Atlanta or Fulton County when that's all said and done. It is, you know, at what point does the Biden family get held accountable for their actions, for the things that they did? And the media, all they're writing about, did they ever correct the record after the Durham report came out? Not at all. Are they keeping their Pulitzer Prizes? Yep. Why would they give it back? They got it for getting a story wrong. New York Times just still getting scorched for this Biden puff piece about his striking stamina. I mean, they're just not dealing with reality. I'm telling you, behind the scenes, there is panic among Democrats. They don't think Joe's up for another campaign, and they want him removed, and there are actions taking place behind the scenes. But now the question is, well, what impact is this all going to have on the economy, on the 2020 election, a 2024 election? I don't know the answer to that question. You know, Biden now pushing to make the U.S. electric grid dependent on China, Wall Street Journal. You know, how much more evidence do we need before the so-called Republican Party says out loud what is obvious to the rest of us in exchange for what? All this money that Hunter got paid for China with no experience? All these, how much did they ultimately do in business deals with China? Because Joe is clearly not taking on Beijing. They can have a spy balloon fly all over our airspace, no consequences, just like Putin can have, in his case, he gets Nord Stream 2 approved under Biden while simultaneously the Keystone XL is shut down. I guess, did it have anything to do with the business dealings of the Biden family and Joe Biden with China and Russia and all these other countries? Anyway, so Biden's green energy policies are increasing demand for transformers and the specialized electrical steel to manufacture them, while also making it harder to produce them, that forces increasing reliance on imported transformers from China. Well, if anyone hasn't noticed, China is in the middle of a cold war against the U.S., and they're showing nothing but more hostility every single day. You know, when is Joe going to realize making Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, OPEC nations rich is not good for our national security? It's not good for our economy, as they now reduce the output so that they can get, you know, a barrel of oil up to $100 a barrel again. Production cuts again. OPEC cut 1.3 million a day. Now Saudi Arabia is going to cut even more. Why are they cutting the output? Because the U.S. is out of the game of energy, domestic energy production. So we're reliant on them. Why wouldn't they want to maximize their profits? That's the point. They do want to maximize their profits. You know, Biden's new border policy is wave illegals in, no questions asked. This is in the New York Post today. Families flooding the U.S. border after the end of Title 42 because Biden's rules don't apply to them. Five freshly released parents report they got waved into the U.S. without even getting asked a single question, not even asked if they're seeking asylum. We just turned ourselves in. They did all the paperwork. The lucky newcomers are telling folks back home, hey, you can get in too. And it's unbelievable. But that's what's happening. You have a radical climate group now deflating SUV tires. It has active groups in 18 countries and here in the U.S. This is great. The world's going to hell. Unbelievable. You know, and now the Republicans, NBC News reports that Trump's special counsel has now convened a second grand jury, this one in Florida. Now, that's a bit of a mystery to me because I always felt that they're going to charge Donald Trump. They're going to want to try him in D.C., which is pretty much a slam dunk guilty verdict on any charge because, it, you know, 5% of the population voted for Trump in Washington, D.C., not very different from New York and not very different from Fulton County, Georgia. But anyway, a federal grand jury meeting this week in Florida. So why some in D.C.? Why some in Florida? I guess time will tell. Trump-hating Republicans are hell-bent on reelecting Joe Biden. I can tell you that part. You know, as I warned several callers yesterday, the Republican primaries are going to get ugly sooner than later. But there is an upside to having a hard-fought primary battle because you have to watch your favorite candidate go at each other's throats because that's exactly what any Republican presidential candidate's going to face. And I don't care who it is. This, you know, now we've got people talking about, well, Ron DeSantis should probably be arrested. He might have violated the law because he sent those illegal immigrants who gave their permission, by the way, to Martha's Vineyard, where, of course, they weren't on the island for 24 hours before they got them off that island because they, you know, are all for sanctuary cities as state status unless it's in their backyard. And they're not for it at all. Just can't make this up. Just like I've always said, you know, liberals are generous with other people's money. We have a secret State Department cable showing Biden ignored an explicit warning that his decision to rush a withdrawal from Afghanistan would lead to disaster. Carol Issa pointing this point out, the document signed by 23 staffers, diplomats warned the possibility of a rapid Taliban advance as the U.S. left the country. What did Joe do? He blew it. Largest nuclear power plant in Europe could be at risk after Russia bombs the Ukrainian dam, which is now a next level. By the way, the Ukrainians are taking the war to Russia more and more, which, by the way, seems justified to me. You're going to fight a war? Europe, where are you? It's your continent. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. I want to tell you about all things MyPillow. Michael Lindell loves to give specials on his top-selling products to his customers. You've heard me recently raving about my slippers, Giza Dream Sheets, the all-new MyPillow 2.0. Now, Mike's latest offer is on a six-piece towel set. Now, that's made from USA cotton. It's extremely absorbent, yet still providing the sort of feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Typically, it retails for $99.98. On clearance right now, you can get it for $25. That's over 70% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and simply click on the Sean Hannity square. They're washable, they're durable, they come in multiple styles and sizes. You can also get them by calling 800-919-6090, mentioning my name, or simply just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity square, get this great deal on this clearance sale with the six-piece towel set and other deep discounts and other great MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity square.
Newsmakers you won't hear anywhere else. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws, a dual justice system alive and well. We're expecting it all to unfold this week. Amazing the lightning speed with Merrick Garland and through a special counsel and the DOJ and the FBI when they want to march. When they want to investigate, boy, they can really get the job done when it comes to Donald Trump. When it comes to the Biden family, we don't need raids. We don't need to go into their archives. We don't need to go into their garage. We don't need to go to the Biden Penn Center. We don't need to go to the University of Delaware. We don't need to go to the Delaware Beach House. Why bother? Because they're going to let us hand it in on our own. So what do we care? Anyway, just if that doesn't prove what we've been saying now for a long time, I don't know what is. All right, when we come back, we'll get Newt Gingrich's take on this. Later, the legal aspect of all of these potential indictments. Greg Jarrett, Alan Dershowitz, as we roll along.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.